Chapter 52. A Brief Journey. My route was a simple one. I would head downriver to Tarbin, through the Refting Strait, down the coast toward Junpui, then up the Arend River. It was more roundabout than going overland, but better in the long run. Even if I were to purchase a post letter and change horses at every opportunity, it would still take me almost 3 span to reach Severin overland. And most of that time would be in southern Atur and the small kingdoms. Only priests and fools expected the roads in that part of the world to be safe. The water route added several 100 miles to the distance travelled, but ships at sea need not mind the twistings and turnings of a road. And while a good horse can set a better pace than a ship, you can't ride a horse day and night without stopping to rest. The water route would take about 12 days, depending on the weather. My curiosity was also glad to take the sea route. I had never been on any water larger than a river. My only real concern was that I might become bored with nothing but wind, waves, and sailors for company. Several unfortunate complications arose during the trip. In brief, there was a storm, piracy, treachery, and shipwreck, although not in that order. It also goes without saying that I did a great many things, some heroic, some ill-advised, some clever and audacious. Over the course of my trip, I was robbed, drowned, and left penniless on the streets of Junpui. In order to survive, I begged for crusts, stole a man's shoes, and recited poetry. The last should demonstrate more than all the rest how truly desperate my situation became. However, as these events have little to do with the heart of the story, I must pass them over in favor of more important things. Simply said, it took me 16 days to reach Severin. A bit longer than I had planned, but at no point during my journey was I ever bored.